Well, this morning we are joined on the phone by Katie Sorrell. She's an extension education specialist and the project director for Growing Together. We want to talk a little bit about how that program played out here this past growing season. Katie, how are you this morning?
I am great. Thanks, Jim.
Very good. I know we talked in the early part of last year to kind of give folks an idea of what was going on and the opportunities that were available through the Growing Together program. Kind of in general, how did it do this year?
Oh, our project did such a great job, Jim. So Growing Together Iowa, we had 33 counties that had donation gardens growing this summer. So almost a third of Iowa counties participated in the program. And the volunteers did an exceptional job.
Very good. We should probably go back a little bit, though, too. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. For folks who don't really know what the Growing Together program is about, can you kind of give it to them in a nutshell?
Yes. So Growing Together Iowa is a project with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and it's a partnership between SNAP Ed, which is Nutrition Education for Iowans with Low Income. It's combined with the Master Gardener program. So 6 years ago, we had this great idea of funding community donation gardens that would donate all the produce to local food pantries. So over the years, we've added new counties, gardens have expanded, and we're just so excited at what these volunteers teams have been able to do throughout the state of Iowa. You know, Jim, COVID has been really hard for food security in Iowa. People have lost jobs. It's just been really hard, and this program helps to get fresh fruits and vegetables in local food pantries.
It seems to me there are a lot of winners in a program like this.
Oh, man, there are so many winners. So not only are we getting fresh produce into local food pantries, right, which is a great win. Our Iowans that are going to food pantries, they're able to get fresh local produce that may have even been harvested that day. So that's a huge win. Our volunteer teams are finding this social network as they volunteer out in the garden together. And again, during COVID, it was hard to connect. And these gardens provided a safe place for people to gather and volunteer together. And so there's that social aspect that's a win of this program. And the other win is that as people are volunteering out in the community, they're learning more about food security and how in Iowa, 9% of Iowans struggle with running out of money at the end of the month to be able to afford food, or feeling like they have to skip a meal or eat less because they don't have enough food to last through the month. So there are so many wins, Jim. I think that's a great way to really frame this program. And it's just so neat to watch more and more counties participating in this program.
Well, and it seems like just about anyone who would have any interest whatsoever in participating can certainly do that, because it seems like you've got folks who have a lot of experience and folks who have very little experience.
Yes, yes. And our gardens are planned and really led by master gardeners, which is great, right? Because they're experts. They have the knowledge and the training on gardening. But any community member can volunteer and be a part of these gardens. A lot of people have learned how to garden because of these community donation gardens. So yes, if you are interested in donation gardening, you can definitely get involved with the local Growing Together Iowa project.
Is this a pretty flexible program? I mean, are there a lot of different ways that people can participate if, say, they'd like to do something, but maybe they don't, or maybe they live in an apartment, for example, and they don't have a yard, actually, to do a garden in the backyard?
Yeah, so that is a great point. That's a great point, Jim. So our Growing Together Iowa project, it's funded through the county extension offices. So the county extension office puts in a grant application to fund a specific site, like a specific donation garden, or maybe a couple. But then many of the counties also do a grow an extra row program or grow a row program, where we as local gardeners might donate excess produce to food pantries or maybe someone part of the Growing Together Iowa project would collect the excess produce and take it to the local food pantry. So if you are a local gardener, you can get connected with the Growing Together Iowa project, or you can even go to your local food pantry and say, hey, when I have a bunch of tomatoes, would you be interested in extra? Or even better, ask the food pantry what their clients would most prefer and grow an extra row specifically based on the needs of your local food pantry.
Yeah, it's not just through the food pantries, but the food pantries definitely have to be thrilled with the opportunity.
Yes, the food pantries are thrilled with the opportunity. And again, it's such fresh produce. A lot of our gardens get up so early on the mornings that the food pantries are open to ensure that the produce is at its peak when it's provided out to the food pantry clients.
You bet. And from a value standpoint, too, we all know when we see the prices and things, some of the more expensive items, a lot of things have gone up in price, but fresh fruits and produce have been pretty expensive.
Fresh fruits and produce, it has been expensive. And, you know, by providing these fresh produce, let's say you were going to spend $10 on produce, that $10 maybe could go, if it's a family, maybe it could go to a sports-related cost or they could buy other food. So by us providing this extra produce, it saves a little bit of money for these food pantry clients.
You bet. Katie, did you have a lot of success here in the southwest part of Iowa, here in our part of the world?
We did have a lot of success in the southwest. And I'll tell you, at the state level, Jim, we had almost, well, I'll give you the big numbers. But so I told you we had 33 counties that participated. And they donated to 119 food pantries, which is just amazing, right? That's an average of about 4 pantries in each county they're donating to. And the big number is our gardens donated almost 92,000 pounds of fresh produce to Iowans with low income this summer. 92,000 pounds.
It's a good number. It's a big number.
It is a very big number. And in our field, we say, you know, each pound of produce is equal to about 3 servings. So I can't do the math quickly, but it'd be 92,000 pounds times 3 would be how many servings we have been able to provide.
Absolutely.
So that is a big number. Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting on 300,000 servings there. That's a really good number. Well, and it's something that can be done in both rural and urban areas too. So anyone in any part of the state could be able to participate in something like this through their local offerings there. Katie, what about this year? These were last year's numbers. Now, we want to make sure this continues to grow, right?
Yes, we are actually in the process. So for 2022 grants, we had 38 counties apply, which was the most we've ever had, and we're in the process of reviewing them. So we are really excited. We're hoping we're going to be able to expand to new counties. And one of the numbers I didn't share with you, Jim, was the number of volunteers. We had 267 Master Gardener volunteers help last year, and over 700 community volunteers. Those numbers are just so big.
It's great that people are willing to step up.
Yeah. And for the first time this past year, we kept track of how many youth were involved, and we had over 440 youth, which I love that, because not only are youth being exposed to this idea of food security, but they're also learning about gardening and where food comes from and what produce looks like as it's growing.
And if I might say, they're getting away from the screens and spending time in the great outdoors.
Yes, that is a great point.
Nothing wrong with that. No, not at
all.
So at this point, it's kind of wait and see, and you'll let us know soon about the opportunities coming up for this growing season?
Yes, we will let you know about opportunities. And you said it earlier, Jim, if you are a home gardener, please reach out to your local food pantry about if you have excess, you know, if they're able to accept it and when they would like to receive it, and ask what they would be interested in having you grow for their food pantry clients.
Now's the time to make those plans, you bet.
Yes.
Very good. Well, it's great to see that not only are we planning for things like this, but after we put in all the work and secure the funding for these types of projects, that people truly are willing to step up and to participate and see the positives in a project like the Growing Together project. Katie, thank you so much for all that you and the organization do. Sure appreciate it. And glad to hear you had such strong numbers last year. Look forward to a great growing season this year.
Thanks so much, Jim. And we couldn't do it without all these amazing volunteers throughout the great state of Iowa.